in my life. Let it be. All you need is love across the universe. I mean, these songs, there's so many interpretations that these songs can have, right? And as with most of the Beatles' music, you can interpret whatever way you want to. But I believe that these songs are about the human journey. You know, the beauty, the wisdom, the love that holds us all together, that is underneath all of life. You know, I mean, you can interpret it as meaning women if you want. I mean, some of their earlier music definitely, but the later music, there's a lot more meaning underneath the songs. We're going to talk about that today, the spiritual journey that they took. And when Becky and I were talking about a Beatles Sunday, I was just so excited. I love the Beatles. And I had a blast looking up, you know, information and learning more about them. You know, these guys were controversial figures. There was lots of opinions flying around about them and their music and what they stood for, what they didn't stand for, and it was good, bad, and otherwise. But here's what I found out. The Beatles were not aliens. A lot of people believe that, you know. And the Beatles, you know, they were not superhuman spiritual beings any more than you and I are. And people believed that too. And here's what I believe. I believe that they were human beings who created some magnificent music, had amazing talent, and creativity and ideas just oozed out of every cell of their being. And they were human beings who made some good decisions, and they made some not so good decisions. Anybody here relate to that? Yeah, thank you for being honest. Yeah, they were just like us, only they did it publicly. You know, and what I know that when you live your life publicly and you put your life out there, boy, there's no shortage of opinions about what you're doing and who you are. But the Beatles, they were a catalyst in changing the whole face and course of pop culture and spirituality. And this group, they began to be perceived as the embodiment of progressive ideals. And their influence extended, you know, into the cultural and social revolutions of the 1960s. You know, and these guys, they were master storytellers, you know, using their own personal life experience, you know, the insights that they gained to share with the world, to share with their fans. And if you look at their core beliefs that come out in a lot of their songs, you'll find that they're very similar and very parallel to unity. Some of them are love. They sing a lot about love, peace, truth, freedom, honesty, transcendence. And so whatever avenue truth comes out, if it comes through the Beatles, let it be. Let it be. There were lots of people who found themselves and found an inner meaning and found the presence of God within them, and their lives were transformed through the music of the Beatles. And I want to celebrate that. I want to celebrate it. Jesus was the master teacher. He taught a gospel of love. Well, I think the Beatles did too. All you need is what? Love. All you need is love. Jesus also preached a social revolution that challenged the status quo. And I think the Beatles did some shaking up of their own in their twist and shout, right? And they preached a gospel, or they recorded a gospel, and all that gospel means is the good news. So they recorded a gospel, you know, to a generation full of hope, full of creative rebellion, full of spiritual questioning. And I think that's important. Questioning. There was a generation full of questioning. Questioning is, to me, an important spiritual tool. You know, it's a spiritual tool for personal growth. To question. If you want to be more tomorrow than you are today, then ask the questions. Is the truth I'm holding today still valid? Is what you're holding on to today and believing it, is it still valid today? And another question we need to ask is it still going to carry me to the end of the long and winding road? We all have that long and winding road that we're on, back to our center, back to the presence of God. And is what I know and what I believe and the truth that I'm holding on to right now going to take me there? And be willing to be open to letting it go and maybe taking in a new truth for yourself. And so the Beatles began their journey in 1960 with a vision, a dream, a possibility. You know, and they demonstrated three things that I think is absolutely critical to our own spiritual journey. You know, they were on their own, but they demonstrated how to bring a vision and their dreams and how to manifest that in this physical world. The three things I think they demonstrated were, and say them with me, imagination, innovation, and improvisation. Three I's, imagination, innovation, and improvisation. You know, the Beatles, they wanted to make music. They had this burning desire to make music more than anything. And that nothing was going to stand in their way of that being made manifest. And so they had incredible imagination. It's one of our 12 powers. Charles Fillmore in Unity created this system that he said is inherent within every human being. That there is within us 12 divine ideas, 12 faculties of mind, 12 spiritual gifts. And one of them is imagination. Imagination. The ability to hold an idea in mind, in our imagination, and then watch it begin to come forth into manifestation in our world. And so first in mind, then in form. First in mind, then it outpictures in the world around us. The most potent creative force on the planet is sitting in the chair where you're sitting right now. The most powerful tool for transformation we have is our mind. Is our mind. And the Beatles used that tool in order to overcome many, many obstacles. They created from the divine idea of what was possible. And then through innovation, by painting and drawing outside of the lines of the accepted musical and spiritual norms of the day. Thank God they did that. You know, sometimes, you know, we learn that we don't have all the information that we need in order to move our dream forward. And so we need to learn improvisation. Improvisation. We need to improvise. We need to tap into that undiscovered field of potentiality. We need to think outside the box, draw outside the lines as the Beatles did, and tap into that quantum field, that fifth dimension, that, you know, as Jesus said, the kingdom of heaven. And the Beatles tapped into the kingdom of heaven. Call it whatever you want, the kingdom of creativity. It's all the same. It's that field of potential out of which all dreams can be realized. All dreams can be realized. And the more willing we are to imagine, innovate, and improvise, the more God will be revealed in our lives. And so in 1962, the Beatles recorded their first single. Who knows what it is? Love Me Do. Love, Love Me Do. You know, okay. In 1963, they cut their first album. Well, who knows some of the songs on that very first album? Want to Hold Your Hand. Twist and Shout. You know, I Saw Her Standing There. Paul calls this their cute period. Right? They were cute, weren't they, when they first appeared on Ed Sullivan? They were adorable. You know? And so, you know, we all go through a cute period, don't we, in our spiritual growth. You know, we kind of dabble. We try out something new. We get all excited. You know, we put our toe in, but we don't jump head first. We don't risk too much. We kind of just try it out. You know, we kind of dabble. And in the evolution of the Beatles' music, they had to have their cute periods before they could get to their deep period. And we, too, in our spiritual journey, we've got to go through that cute, playful period before we get to that deeper period of growing and becoming. Yeah, we got to sing the oh blah dee, oh blah da, life goes on, blah, before we can get to be able to sing a song like Let It Be. We've got to sing songs like We All Live in a Yellow Submarine before we get to singing Imagine. Yeah, we need to take the baby steps along to get to that place of depth. Now, in 1964, the Beatles appeared on the Ed Sullivan Show. How many people remember that? I remember what I was wearing. I remember I was sitting with a girlfriend. I remember screaming in front of the TV. You know, my parents came running in. What's going on? Yeah. But they appeared on Ed Sullivan for 3 consecutive weeks. And I understand that for one of those shows, for the 20 minutes they were on, no crime was reported in the United States of America. Isn't that amazing? No crime. They're all watching the Beatles. But I would love to have that happen during one of my talks, you know. No crime for 20 minutes. That's pretty awesome. In 1964, the Beatles became fully immersed in their dream. And it had become so much bigger than their human selves could handle. There were screaming girls everywhere. And they commented one time that they couldn't hear themselves on the stage because of all the screaming going on. And so idol worship began, and with that came a great deal of pressure that they were under. And in 1965, that pressure began to show up in their lyrics and songs like, "Help! I need somebody!" You know, and "We Can Work It Out." You know, the lyrics began to speak of their inability to deal with the pressures that they were under. Anyone here ever said, "Help, I need somebody"? You know, we all come to the point in our spiritual path where we yell out, "Help!" You know, and then we need to reach out, or maybe what we really need to do is to reach in. To reach in there. This is a critical choice point for us, as it was for the Beatles. That when we have this dream that we're trying to bring forth and we've done everything we know how to do, there comes a moment of choice, and choice is a very powerful tool. And for the Beatles, in looking for help, they made a choice, and they chose to reach out. But they chose to reach out to drugs and alcohol. But thank God, they also began an internal exploration. And when we're on our step onto our spiritual path, we often question our sense of self, saying, you know, who do I think I am? And they began to do this exploration for themselves and explore through characters like Eleanor Rigby, Father McKenzie, songs like "The Nowhere Man" and "The Fool on the Hill." Socrates once said, "The unexamined life is not worth living." The unexamined life is not worth living. And so on our spiritual path, you don't become more unless you're willing to look at your life and your thoughts and beliefs and your blind spots and your growing edges. And the Beatles helped us do that. You know, through their lyrics, they examined their life and the struggles that they were having, you know, between the external power, drugs and alcohol, and the internal power, God. And the Beatles helped us explore old paradigms, old ideas, old norms. And they, at this point in 1968, they explored new ideas found particularly in Eastern philosophy. And in early 1968, they traveled to India to study transcendental meditation with the Maharishi. And they were primarily responsible for TM coming to this country. And they were one of the top reasons that Eastern philosophy made its way to Western shores. And I'm grateful for them in doing that. And the Beatles introduced lyrics in the song "The Inner Light" by George Harrison. How many of you know "The Inner Light"? Have ever heard of it? I've never heard of it. Okay. Sid. It was first released as the B-side to Lady Madonna in 1968. You remember when we had those little, what were they, 30, what were those little, 45s? A distant memory, right? But the lyrics come from the Tao Te Ching. And the lyrics are this: without going out of your door, you can know all things on earth. Without looking out your window, you can know the ways of heaven. The farther one travels, the less one really knows. Arrive without traveling. See all without looking. Do all without doing. Sounds a lot like unity, doesn't it? You know, if that's not unity, I don't know what is. You know, the idea that all of the answers that you need are within you. That if you want to experience God, look within. That you don't have to look out, you know, you don't have to go out of your house. You don't have to look out your window. The truth is found within you. And so the Beatles each individually found their own inner light. They followed a more mystical path. And it was very strange to the Western mind at the time. But they used their life experiences for transformation.
for personal transformation. And so I just invite you, if you're going through something in your life right now, maybe it's financial or spiritual or emotional, you know, this is an opportunity for you to really discover a greater spiritual reality. You know, we can use our life experience to move forward. Here's the truth. Strawberry fields forever. Nothing is real. Nothing to get hung up about. Any of you ever get hung up on life, the stuff in life? You know? And these lyrics put it in perspective for us. It's not real. It's a movie. We have invented this human experience through our minds. And guess what? We can change this movie like that. Don't get hung up about it. Have a new thought. Have a new idea. Create a new reality, which is our third unity principle, that our thoughts create our world. So you don't like the world you're in, create a new one. It's all done in our mind, first in mind, then in form. And then, as with the Beatles, we can begin to wake up to this dream state that we've called the human experience, and we can begin to allow nirvana. We begin to allow heaven in. We begin to allow a consciousness of oneness where, you know, we don't just talk about it as an idea here at Unity, but we actually go out and we become it. We let it become a state of mind that we are in here, out there, and everywhere. Here, there, and everywhere. And as the Beatles woke up to that spiritual reality that was more fulfilling than any drug, they then became really a source of meaning and a source of inspiration to millions of people all over the world. And I just want to say a big thank you to John and Paul and George and Ringo, because they kind of helped us get to where we are now through their music and through what they went through and what we went through with them. And so we can sing, join the Beatles in singing, "You say you want a revolution? Well, you know, we all want to change the world." And the way to change the world is to remember, let's say it together, all you need is love. God bless you. Namaste.